Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Scores of universities across the nation are coping with the aftermath and the continuing difficulty of the financial crisis. Invested endowments are off drastically. There have been big, scary drops in donations. This week, Brandeis University detailed proposals calling for cost-cutting, which include big academic cuts. The school's graduate program in theater design is on the block. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the arts program is not alone.
Graduate theater design student Chesapeake Westveer is working with a miniature model of a set for a production of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost.
It's a soft environmental world that we change from indoors in the castle to outdoors and then outside in the park and the garden. So it's
She's one of 18 theater students at Brandeis studying sets, lighting, and sound design. They're all reeling since a school committee released a list of proposed cuts on Tuesday. It includes the graduate arm of their program.
I think everybody was shocked.
Deborah Booth directs the theater design program at Brandeis. She admits she's trying to get her head around why a school with a sturdy foundation in the creative arts would cut its well-respected graduate program.
I don't want to see the graduate program go because I think it would be bad for the department and bad for the university. I mean, it's clearly bad for the university, even on a PR level.
When Booth says PR, she's referring to the public relations firestorm that followed Brandeis' announcement last January to close the school's Rose Art Museum and then auction off pieces from its modern and contemporary art collection.
You know, it's funny, after the Rose happened, so many people came up to me and said, oh, well, at least the arts will be safe from the next onslaught of cuts.
Now, Booth and many others say the arts are, once again, being targeted by the university.
If you look at the report, it's just not true.
Adam Jaffe is the Dean of Arts and Sciences at Brandeis and also chairs the restructuring committee, which includes faculty, staff, and students. He acknowledges the perception that the arts might be under fire.
And frankly, the committee debated when we were looking at theater design. Should we stay away from this because people are going to see it as some kind of signal of disregard for the arts? And the committee really felt we had to do what was right for the institution.
Jaffe says the committee made some very tough choices across the board. Departments all over campus would be retooled or phased out completely if the plan is approved, including undergraduate majors in Hebrew and Italian studies, American studies, and immunology.
I mean, the largest cuts are actually in the sciences.
7 full-time jobs and 6 part-time faculty would eventually be lost campus-wide, and the proposed cuts would save the university an estimated $3.8 million annually. Jaffe points out that eliminating the theater design grad program would not be the end of theater at Brandeis.
We're still going to have undergraduate theater. We're still going to have graduate training in acting, and we're still going to have theater productions occurring at Brandeis.
But that's cold comfort for graduate theater design student Ben Williams. He helped start a Facebook group this week. It's called Save Theater at Brandeis. Williams says he and his peers have their own financial worries.
Most of us are not on full tuition rides. We don't get stipends from the school. A lot of us take out a lot of loans to be here. What that means for us is that the decision that we made under the circumstances that we made them are now changing very rapidly.
Williams wants an open dialogue with the university about the theater design program's fate, and he'll get one tomorrow at a marathon of open forums dedicated to the proposed changes. The final decisions about the cuts at Brandeis will be made next month. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.